Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. Our fall membership drive is underway. More about that in just a minute. Today we're talking about nutrition, why so many among us find it difficult to eat nutritionally, and how we can start to turn that around. Joining us today is nutritionist and host of the Nutrition Diva podcast, Monica Reinagle. Monica is a frequent guest on our Wellness Wednesday shows. We welcome her back today for a full hour. Welcome, Monica.
Hi, Ann. Great to be with you today.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. This is our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. For a membership of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120, you can get a very special offer available this hour only. It's access to the Monica Reinagle's 30-day digital wellness plan. It's called the 30-day nutrition upgrade, and it is an interactive online program to help you reshape your eating habits and upgrade your nutrition. This is a no-judgment program that meets you where you are. You'll get access to nutritionist and best-selling author Monica Reinagle and amazing support from an online community. And as a special offer to WOSU members, you will get special access to exclusive content that is not available to anyone else. That's $10 a month as a sustaining member. There are more details at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. We have volunteers manning the phones a couple walls away from us. They'll talk to you about everything. Monica Reinagle, we get a whole hour together.
I've been looking forward to it.
It's very exciting. It seems like the diet issue is more about psychology than physiology sometimes. Why do you think so many of us struggle just to eat properly?
Well, you're right about that. Sometimes we get really focused on the details of which food and how much, and we forget how much of this is mind game, how much of this is the head game. So that's definitely part of it. We need to make sure that we set ourselves up to succeed by embracing habits that are sustainable and making sure that we have the tools in place that we need to put those things into action. But also, I think sometimes we just make it more complicated than it needs to be. The diet and nutrition industry is driven in some part, by people who are selling books and, you know, products. And so in order to come up with something new for you to buy, they have to kind of hang a new bell or whistle on it. And I think sometimes that complexity can kind of overwhelm us to the point where we feel it's too complicated. I can't do it. And so maybe I'll put off doing anything at all.
Tell us about how the nutrition upgrade, the 30-day nutrition upgrade actually works. What will participants experience?
Well, this is a program I developed about a year and a half ago, and I've now had hundreds of people go through this program, and it has been one of the most fun things I've ever done in my entire career. And it's a 30-day challenge, which is something that we've all gotten used to hearing, these kind of 30-day nutrition challenges. Mm-hmm. But it's much different than some of the other ones that you might be familiar with, where you pledge to go 30 days without eating any sugar or dairy or meat or fill in the blank, you know, these kind of cleanses or detoxes. It's much more realistic and down to earth than that. What this program hinges on is a simple practice that you do once a day at the end of the day, and that is you answer 10 yes or no questions about what you ate that day. It takes about a minute, so you're not logging your food all day or counting your calories. You're just answering these 10 questions. And these 10 questions are based on habits, healthy habits that we want to encourage, and also some other habits that we want to make sure are not running away with our diet, some things that we want to make sure we're doing in moderation. And just this simple practice of answering these 10 yes or no questions seems to bring a level of awareness, but also like a degree of doability to this. It doesn't have to be perfect in order to be better. So I've had a lot of fun developing this program, and what I've seen with the people that I've done it with, you know, and then while they're doing their first 30 days, I'm coaching them intensively and solving the problems that come up and brainstorming solutions to the things that are getting in the way. And it's exciting to me to see people make really meaningful, sustainable changes that improve their diet quality, that improve their nutrition without having to, you know, overhaul their entire life. It can be so much simpler.
And without an emphasis on weight loss per se.
That's right. This program is not about weight loss. We don't focus on that, although I will tell you that about half of the people who do this program do end up losing between 5 or 10 pounds over that first month, and usually their first month or two, and they're usually very happy about that. But it's not the emphasis, and I think that that's just another illustration of the fact that when we kind of focus on the things that matter, you know, the most important things about the choices that we're making every day, a lot of the other stuff kind of takes care of itself.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about nutrition for the whole hour with Monica Reinagle, nutritionist, chef, and creator of the popular weekly Nutrition Diva podcast. Monica Reinagle's been a frequent guest on our Wellness Wednesday show, so we have her for a full hour today, and I hope you'll avail yourself. If you have questions about nutrition, give us a call, 614-292-8513. You can email us at allsides@wosu.org as well. You know, any kind of question about nutrition, it doesn't have to be about the 30-day nutrition upgrade, which we're going to talk about in a little bit of detail because it is our thank you gift today at the $10 a month sustainer level or $120 one-time donation for, you know, to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to Miriam Byerly in Columbus for your pledge of support. Thank you so much. Monica, you just gave a presentation on the 30-day nutrition upgrade to about 800 of your professional colleagues. I read that, and you said that they were inspired. What did you tell them?
Well, I just returned from Boston, Massachusetts, where we just had our big annual nutrition and dietetics conference. This is something that happens every year, and it brings thousands and thousands of nutritionists and dietitians from all around the country. I always have to hope that no nutrition emergencies break out anywhere during that weekend, because every single dietitian in the country is in one place. So I was just, yes, with all of my colleagues, and in addition to attending some really great sessions, I also had an opportunity to present. And my topic, the 30-day nutrition upgrade, came into it sort of as an illustration, as a way to illustrate a point that I was making. And the topic was, how can we close the gap between our good intentions and our healthy behaviors? Because I see over and over again that people want to do better with their diet. They're listening to podcasts, they're reading blogs, and books, and they're very concerned. They're convinced that what they eat is going to make a difference in their health. You know, they've already gotten themselves that far. They're willing, and yet they still struggle. And so my presentation was on why. Why do the willing fail, and how can we help them succeed? And I introduced a lot of sort of strategic problem solving, how to help people make it easier to make healthy choices. And sometimes that's very practical skill sets, like teaching people how to shop better so that they have the right foods on hand, teaching them simple ways to prepare foods that they really enjoy. And these turn out to be the very same kinds of problems and challenges that we're constantly problem solving in the 30-day nutrition upgrade. So that provided the perfect sort of case study for this, how we've tackled this and what the results have been. So one of the things that we work on in the 30-day nutrition upgrade is eating more vegetables, because although we're all supposed to be eating 5 servings of vegetables a day, the average American eats just over 1 serving of vegetables a day. And I want to help change that. So we do focus on eating more vegetables. And when I start to ask people, so, you know, where is it falling apart for you here? Sometimes they say, I just don't like the taste of vegetables, or my kids don't. You know, I'm not going to cook it and then have it sit there on the table uneaten. And so we've developed tools for finding the vegetables that you and your family will enjoy. You know, what flavor profile, what kind of cooking techniques can we use to make these more palatable? How can you make sure that you're buying enough of the right types of vegetables, and then making sure that they're not going bad in the crisper drawer? So some of this is very practical problem solving. But it seems to work, Anne, because when people come into the challenge, usually, you know, fewer than a third of them are eating anywhere close to 5 servings of vegetables a day. And by the time we get just to that first 30-day period, more than 90% of the participants are eating 5 servings of vegetables most days. And I consider that to be a huge win.
One of the things, I mean, you have the online group on Facebook, and I've had access to that and to see what people are saying, and it's really amazing how supportive they are and inventive they are. And another thing that struck me is it seems like you give people permission to ask questions, like kind of the dumb questions. What do I do with this? What do I do with that? What am I doing wrong? And people just come up with all kinds. It's that community.
Yeah, the community is amazing. It's a very supportive group, and also just sort of lighthearted, because this isn't an all or nothing challenge where you are, you know, white knuckling it through 30 days without coffee or, you know, whatever it is, which I just think is unnecessary. I don't think that your diet has to be that restrictive to be healthy. And I also feel like those kinds of extreme challenges are unsustainable. They don't really fit into the way we lead our lives. And so even if you can do it for 30 days, if then you go back to sort of your previous eating habits, because there's just too big a gap between the, you know, the extreme restriction of whatever program you were doing and what's going to be possible on an ongoing basis, I'm not sure what we've accomplished. So the challenge that I do is much more flexible. And I've had people do it while they were on vacation or on business trips or having all kinds of things going on in their lives, had an injury or a health crisis. And what people tell me is not only did I not, you know, did what come up in my life not ruin my ability to participate in the challenge, but participating in the challenge actually was a great way to support me through whatever was going on in my life. So the vacation didn't ruin the challenge, but the challenge also didn't ruin the vacation. And I think that that's why when we get to the end of the 30 days, you know, when you do this program with me, you get a lifetime membership. It's not over after 30 days.
Right.
And I think the fact that it is so realistic and sustainable is the reason that people stay. I've had people in that group now for more than a year, because you're not either being bad or good. You're doing the best you can every day. And with the support of the group, every day we do a little bit better. And the changes really do seem to be lasting. And that's very meaningful to me as somebody who's trying to help people make permanent behavior change.
Thanks to Sharon Embry in Dublin for your support of All Sides with Dan Fisher. 89.7 NPR News. This hour of All Sides is all about health and nutrition. It is our fall membership drive. Only on 89.7 NPR News do you get access to all of this great information for a full hour. And every Wednesday, we devote an hour to health and wellness during Wellness Wednesday. If this is radio you depend on, support this station and this show right now at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And for this hour only, we're offering you a special thank you gift. For $10 a month as a sustainer, you'll get access to Monica Reinagle's 30-day nutrition upgrade. This is a fun, flexible, interactive online program to help you get healthier by eating healthier. You'll make your gift to 89.7 NPR News, then you'll get a code to join this amazing online community. Your session kicks off with an hour-long Q&A session with Monica, and then you'll have access to downloadable handouts, and you have the support of an ongoing private Facebook group. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience, and Monica has set up some special bonuses just for WOSU members. That's $10 a month as a sustainer, or go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And thanks to Gerald and Judith March in Columbus for your pledge. Appreciate your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. Monica Reinagle, can you tell us a little bit about what those special bonuses are for WOSU members?
Well, I've put together a whole encyclopedia of materials and resources that can help people as they go through the 30 days and well beyond. So as you said earlier, you know, we start wherever you are. Mm-hmm. And we start building on the good habits that you already have and how can we make them better. And so for every level where people come into it, there's materials and support. There's recipe ideas. There's preparation tips. There's shopping guides. There are resources to help with meal planning, resources to help you eat well on a budget, when you're traveling, you know, pretty much anything that can come up for people when they're trying to upgrade their nutrition has come up. And those materials have been developed and are there ready and waiting for you. But I think the big thing that people get is not the materials that have already been prepared, but what happens in the live interaction, because I'm there with you, mm-hmm. you know, every step of the way. And so you have constant access to me and also to the other members of this amazing group. So as you have your questions, as you have your challenges or your insights, I mean, we get a lot of inspiration from each other as people come into the group and say, hey, you know what I figured out really helps me. And is that is part of your experience, then we can all share that together and we can solve, you know, the challenges that you're having. So it really is, as you say, it's a very interactive experience. And I'm really, as you're reading the names and thanking the people mm-hmm. that are supporting WOSU, I'm getting excited because I know that I'm going to have a chance to work with those people in the coming weeks and months. And I'm really looking forward to that. I feel very close to the people that do this program. It's a wonderful way for me to connect with people. As you mentioned, I do a weekly podcast and I do a lot of writing for magazines. And, you know, it's nice to have that go out to, you know, tens of thousands of listeners. But it's even more fun for me to have these more intimate interactions with people and to form those bonds. So this is something that I really enjoy doing. And I can't wait to be doing it with some of the Wellness Wednesday listeners.
I know you just did a meetup in Boston when you were there with some of the Boston area participants.
Yes.
That was pretty cool. Did you have fun?
Yes. Well, whenever I'm traveling on business, if I have an extra night or an extra morning, I always put out in this closed group that you've mentioned, okay, I'm coming to town. Who's available? And so, yes, we had a wonderful opportunity to have dinner together last Friday night with about a half a dozen of people who had done the 30-day upgrade as long ago as a year mm-hmm. ago and as recently as just last month. And they all knew one another by name through the forum. And so it was like we were old friends, and yet we had never been in the same room. And we went to a wonderful Mediterranean restaurant that one of them had suggested. So we were able to also eat really well and eat the kinds of foods that we are always prioritizing and looking to include in our diets in the challenge. So that was just the cherry on the sundae. So that was a lot of fun. And for sure, because we're going to be having a big group of people from Columbus and Central Ohio doing the program because of the offering that we're doing today, next time I'm in Columbus, you better be sure we're going to do a meetup. And I do come to Columbus mm-hmm. frequently. I have family in right. the area and lots of friends and followers. So so that will definitely be on the calendar.
Thank you to Shahroke and Shireen Mafi in Worthington for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. Really appreciate it. Also, thanks to Wendy Bayer in Columbus. Glad you're listening. Glad this matters to you. It certainly matters to me. You know, we started Wellness Wednesday, oh gosh, I think about 4 or 5 years ago, or maybe even longer. And it was an experiment, and it's been a great experiment because I've learned so much about so many different things. We're not just doing one show on it. We have three segments every Wednesday. And Monica, I think we discovered you a couple years ago, right?
That's right. I've been on the show probably a dozen times, and it's always we always get great questions from your listeners.
And
who
I remember
are obviously
it was about Halloween candy was the first time. And you were able to laugh at my jokes about Halloween candy and candy corn. And I've learned since then, you're just so non-judgmental. You're open-minded. You're really about changing people and changing their habits. And that's why I enjoy having you on. You're not a lecturer. You're a sharer. So that's Monica Reinagel. You've heard her before on 89.7 NPR News, a frequent guest on our Wellness Wednesday programs. For this hour only, we're offering you a special thank you gift made possible only by Monica Reinagel. For $10 a month as a sustainer, you get access to her 30-day nutrition upgrade. It's a fun, flexible, interactive online program to help you get healthier. You make your gift to 89.7 NPR News, then you get a code to join this amazing online community. Your session kicks off with an hour-long Q&A session, and then you'll have access to downloadable handouts, and you'll have the support of an ongoing private Facebook group. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience. Monica has set up some special bonuses just for WOSU members. That's $10 a month as a sustainer. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-8255. 877-9678. You know, you follow 89.7 NPR News for your mind. It's good for the head. It's good for your mind. Monica Reinagle and the 30-day nutrition upgrade is good for your health. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Jayashree Ramanathan in Columbus for your pledge. Appreciate your support of 89.7 and All Sides with Ann Fisher. Monica, I was wondering what you've learned from the 30-day nutrition upgrade. You started it as an experiment, ultimately, right? You didn't know. Mm-hmm. What have you learned about it?
Well, one of the things that's really become clear to me is that when we are thinking about our diet and how we're doing, you know, if I were to run up to people on the street and ask them, like, how healthy is your diet? When we think about our diet and we pass that sort of judgment on ourselves, we tend to focus on our extreme, you know, the really good day that we had or the really bad day that we had. And I put bad in quotation marks because I don't think this is a good, bad sort of situation. But my point is that when we're assessing our own diet quality, we tend to be a little bit distracted by the outliers, the more extreme examples. And we underestimate or we have difficulty estimating, well, how is it kind of adding up over time? What do my habits really add up to? Because we're paying attention either when we are on a diet, right, and then we're very tuned in to what choices we're making, or the other time that we tend to pay attention is when we feel like, oh, God, I've just really kind of let it go. I've lost control. I feel awful about, you know, the choices that I'm making. Those are the two times that we tend to pay attention. But the reality is quite different. It's not your best day or your worst day that determines the healthfulness of your diet and your lifestyle. It's all the days. It's the choices that you make day in and day out. And this program is a way of kind of refocusing on our attention on the sort of net balance. This really is about balance. It's not about perfection. There are some things that we may choose in our lives not because they're necessarily the healthiest choice, but because we enjoy them, because they're pleasurable, because it's a special occasion. And in my worldview, that's a perfectly legitimate and valid reason to choose something. If you really, candy corn is not my thing, but if you love candy corn, you know what my thing is, Anne. My thing is Swedish fish. we all have our junk candy, yeah. Right? But, you know, if there's something that you really enjoy or it's a special occasion, it's okay to have that sweet treat. Maybe it's even okay to have a little bit, you know, more than one serving of a sweet treat when it's a special occasion. So it's not about having to eliminate sugar or fried foods or, you know, all the things that we might want to sometimes enjoy. But it is a matter of balancing that. We might not want to indulge in all of those things every single day. And when we do want to have room to indulge a little bit in our lives, and I think all of us probably want to have that flexibility, then I always say you have to store up some good nutritional karma by focusing on those good habits and trying to make them more consistent. And so that's what we're balancing in the program that I've developed here, is being more consistent with our good habits, enjoying the indulgences in moderation. And this seems to be a really sustainable and sanity restoring way to go about eating healthy. I have a lot of refugees from other kinds of diet programs and approaches in this group who have been torturing themselves for, you know, a decade trying to get it right. And they tell me over and over again, and I get choked up when they do. They say, I feel like I finally found my home. I mm-hmm. feel like this is where I can be healthy, be supportive, not make myself crazy, not set myself up, you know, for unrealistic expectations. And it's working for me. We mentioned that even though this program is not about weight loss, about half of the people that do it do end up losing 5 or 10 pounds. But the other things that people, the biggest changes that people make is they are eating more vegetables consistently. Mm-hmm. They are incorporating more fish into their diet. They are not eating, they cut back on the amount of sugar that they're eating. They don't cut it out necessarily, but they cut back. And those are exactly the kinds of habits that we're always trying to get people to develop. So this seems to be an effective way to do that.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about nutrition today with Monica Reinagle, nutritionist, chef, creator of the popular Weekly Nutrition Diva podcast, a frequent guest on Wellness Wednesday segments on All Sides with Ann Fisher. It is also our fall membership drive, and I want to say thank you to Wolfgang Kunze in Dublin for your support. Appreciate your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. If this is programming that matters to you, if it's something that's important to you, if it's part of your mental diet every day or every few days, maybe all day for some people, then we want to hear about it. So when you call in or go online to WOSU.org to show your support, make sure you send us a note and tell us what matters to you, what you care about, because they share every single note with me so that I can factor that into the programming efforts we make on your behalf. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support today. This is listener supported, 89.7 NPR News. It's our we support the in-depth conversations. We ask you to support the in-depth conversations we bring you every day. You only find this kind of news and information on public radio. If you listen to Wellness Wednesday every week, then this is the best time to make your contribution and become a member. Support the programs you depend on. 89.7 NPR News at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Brett Allen and Jennifer Richardson in Columbus for your pledge. Appreciate the support. It gives me a lift every time I get to say thank you to somebody because we really mean it. I appreciate it so much. It's a very special time to become a member for this hour only. We have a great thank you gift for $10 a month as a sustainer. Get an exclusive access to Monica Reinagle's 30-day nutrition upgrade. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And as Monica said a little bit earlier, it's a 30-day nutrition upgrade. That's sort of a month that you focus on in this program, but it goes on forever as long as you want to participate, as long as you want to interact with your fellow upgraders. They're out there for you. I've been watching the Facebook page for the larger nutrition upgrade, and it's really amazing the recipes they share, the moral support you give to people that you've never met before, but you're sharing an experience really unlike any other. Monica's the only one I know that's out there doing this without having to attach a bunch of books or a bunch of other stuff along with it. This is just an experience. It's really about changing your habits, not about getting you to buy anything more.
You know, and we should also mention, although I do offer this program, I only offer it twice a year.
Right.
And for those who are becoming WOSU members today, they will have access to it immediately, but everyone else will not have another opportunity to do this program until well into 2017. Mm-hmm. So this really is, a special opportunity for those who are supporters of the station and supporters of the programming, and it really won't come again for quite some time.
And it really does create relationships online, and it's kind of cool if you're doing it with people in your same community. Maybe you can meet each other. Maybe you can take it a step further without any other, not owing anybody else anything else except your participation that you give freely. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Jamie Velker in Worthington for your support of 89.7 NPR News. Monica.
You know, another fun thing about this, you mentioned that, you know, people make friends online, and some people have found people in their own communities that they've met through the group, but then they are able to take that relationship offline. But this is also a very family-friendly approach. And so a lot of times people will get their kids involved in it, or, you know, the husbands will kind of get curious about what's going on, and before you know it, they're all doing it, you know, mm-hmm. because everybody can answer these 10 questions. Everybody can. And I should explain that when you answer your 10 yes or no questions about what you ate every day, which is the way that we try to kind of cultivate those healthy habits and keep those other indulgences in moderation, you get a grade for the day. So you might get an A- one day, you might get a C+ one day, and it just gives you kind of a quick reality check on, okay, how did that add up today? How might I maybe make a choice differently tomorrow if I want to bring that grade up a little bit? And that's an approach that intuitively kids really get. they understand grades. And I've had several parents who have done it who say their kids are looking over their shoulders, they're answering their questions, and they want to answer the questions. Mm-hmm. And they want to see if their grade, how their grade compares with the parents' grade. And so I've had families doing it together, and because it doesn't require that anybody's, weighing or measuring anything or logging their food or counting their calories. It's very lightweight. But that is fun to see kids getting involved, because when we can start to help them develop healthier eating habits, that's a benefit that lasts a lifetime.
I would imagine every once in a while, too, people get a better grade than they're expecting. They didn't really, they did better.
Yes. Absolutely, because they may not have realized, I did have the French fries with the sandwich, but I had 5 servings of vegetables today, and that's something that I would normally not have done because I just wouldn't have been making that a priority. Or, I remembered to have some nuts, to bring some nuts to work for a snack today, so I didn't go to the vending machine, and that was a net upgrade. So sometimes people are pleasantly surprised, but also I think because we keep track of the grade over time, there's a little app that you can use if you want. You can do it on a spreadsheet, but there's also a little smartphone app that a lot of people use because that's just convenient. And it averages your score every day. So after you've been doing it for a couple of weeks, you have a grade point average, a nutrition grade point average, just like when you were in school. And I think what surprises people a lot, Anne, is if they've been doing a pretty good job for a few weeks and they've really gotten kind of steady into their good habits, and then they have one day where it's just for me, yesterday was a complete disaster. I had an F- yesterday.
Really?
I was traveling. I was sleep deprived. Literally, I had a 55 yesterday. But because I've been doing this for a long time, if you're doing a pretty good job on a steady basis, one bad day really doesn't do that much to pull down your grade point average. And that is so true also of the impact of diet. And that was my point before, that we tend to over-focus on the extremes. So I think sometimes people feel like, that yesterday was a complete disaster, but my grade point average is still a B+, or an mm-hmm. A-. So I'm still okay. I don't have to fall all the way off the bandwagon. I can just get up this morning and do better again.
Thanks to Dana and Richard Levine in Columbus for your pledge of support for 89.7 NPR News. We appreciate it more than you know. It helps us bring the programming that you come to rely on every single day on 89.7 NPR News. Remember, it is listener-supported, 89.7 NPR News. Joining us today, licensed nutritionist and best-selling author Monica Reinagel, with our thank you gift this hour, access to the 30-day nutrition upgrade. If you have a question about the upgrade, that's what Monica's here for. Give us a call, 614-292-8513. Or if you have a question about anything about nutrition, give us a call. That's what Monica is here for. You can also email your questions or your comments to allsides@wosu.org. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about some news in nutrition in the news. The FDA is redefining how the term healthy is used on food labels. How so and why?
Right. So the FDA determines whether a food manufacturer can promote their food on their labeling and in their advertising as healthy. And the rules are really strict. But what we're seeing now is that the rules are also kind of outdated. And this came up last year when the people that make the Kind snack bars, little kind of nut and fruit bars that you might have as a little between meal snack or something. And these bars are pretty wholesome. They're made with nuts and dried fruit and whole grains, And they were promoting their bars as healthy. And the FDA sent them a warning letter and said, you can't promote that nut bar as healthy because it's too high in fat. But the fats were coming from nuts. These are the healthiest possible kinds of fats. And these are this is the food that we're all being told, is good for us and we should have more of in our diet. So the company, instead of just kind of, tucking their tail between their legs, they kind of pushed back and said, why can't we call this healthy? This is by anybody's standards, this is a perfectly healthy choice. And it has kind of sent the FDA into an inquiry about, all right, maybe our definition for what's healthy needs to be refined and updated. And you know, I got to give a lot of credit to that company for kind of getting this conversation started. And that's they're accepting public comment right now about what should the criteria be for a food that's healthy. And one of the things that's come out of that is low fat may not necessarily be the best criteria for whether or not a food is healthy. That's kind of a holdover from the early 70s, the sort of low-fat push, when we were afraid that fat was causing heart disease or causing obesity. And that's largely been debunked by recent science, but yet this regulation still exists. So we're getting a fresh look at how we might what kinds of foods might be defined as healthy. But I have to say, I do think that it's a little hard to say that any single food is healthy or unhealthy in a vacuum, because for me, it depends on how much of it are you eating? What else are you eating in your diet? What are you eating that food instead of? And so just to kind of put a stamp on something as healthy or unhealthy, to me, might not be the right question. But at least this is coming up for a long overdue discussion.
This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. Joining us today, licensed nutritionist and best-selling author Monica Reinagle with our thank you gift this hour. Access to the 30-day nutrition upgrade. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer and get exclusive access to this nutrition program. Your $10 a month gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. This program kicks off with a Q&A session with Monica. It includes lots of downloadable handouts and includes the support of an ongoing private Facebook group made up of WOSU supporters. After you make a gift, we will email you a voucher with an access code so you can enroll. And Monica has created a special edition of the program just for WOSU public media members who give right now. And those members who join us now also get some exclusive content that is not available to others. What a good deal. You'll be supporting your public radio station and supporting All Sides with Ann Fisher, and you have an opportunity to improve your health and nutrition. That's $10 a month as a sustainer at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. We have just about looks like just about 19 minutes left in the hour. Let's try for 10 nutrition upgrades before the end of the hour. Make this a commitment to yourself. You commit yourself when you make a donation to 89.7 NPR News during our fall membership drive. You're committing yourself to an organization that is committed to you and committed to helping you. When you make a commitment to the 30-day nutrition upgrade, you're telling someone like Monica Reinagle she will commit herself to helping you improve your nutrition, your everyday nutrition. It's not a diet. It's not a bunch of denial. It's not giving up a particular thing for 30 days. It's ongoing. It's a change of lifestyle. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks to Christine Minton in Dublin for your support of 89.7 NPR News. If you like Wellness Wednesday, if you tune in every week to hear what the latest wellness news is, you're familiar with Monica Reinagle. She's a frequent guest on our Wellness Wednesday show. The first time we had her a few years ago, to talk about Halloween candy and how to get through the Halloween holiday or any holidays without dying of a sugar overdose. Monica Reinagle's been there for you. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Remember, open enrollment for this program, it only happens twice a year to the general public. You won't have access to it again until next March. This is special. This is just for 89.7 NPR News supporters. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And if you have a question for Monica Reinagle, just like always, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. org. You know, talking about sugar, you've written about recently about the difference between fructose and glucose on your blog. Why is the distinction important now?
Well, it's always been important. You know, these are two sugars that are found in all kinds of foods, and they're metabolized a little bit differently in the body. When we break them down and digest them, they're absorbed a little bit differently. And so we've been looking at how they can affect our health in different ways. But I think that this has gotten a little bit misunderstood in the general public, where we feel like we have to choose between glucose, which might raise our blood sugar, and fructose, which might cause liver damage. And this is really a case where biochemical research has gotten into the headlines in ways that are not really relevant to the general eating public. You know, these are studies that were done on rats, or studies using, you know, very large amounts of very pure forms of sugar that we don't encounter in our diets. Almost anything that you eat is going to have a combination of glucose and fructose in it. And so we don't need to worry too much about whether we're going to have a negative impact on our blood sugar or on our liver, unless we're eating a lot of it. And that's the key, I think, that sometimes gets lost in translation. That if you are eating sweetened foods, whether they're natural sources of sugar like fruit, or they're added sugars like might be in your frappuccino or in a cookie that you eat, if you're eating those in moderate quantities, then you're not going to have to worry about adverse effects. It's only when you start to eat sugar in very large quantities that we start to worry, and that then we start to consider the relative impact of the glucose and the fructose. But there have been some popular YouTube videos on that have caused a lot of alarm about fructose. I've had people tell me they're afraid to eat fruit because it contains fructose, and they've heard that that's bad for your liver. And that's really sort of, you know, an alarmist exaggeration. You have nothing to fear from fruit, and you actually have nothing to fear from sugar as long as you're eating it in moderate quantities.
Thanks to Elizabeth Mays in Columbus for your support. So 8 more to go to make this hour a success. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to take advantage of our special thank you gift this hour. It's an exclusive access to 30-Day Nutrition Upgrade with Monica Reinagle, my guest this hour. It's a fun, flexible plan that helps you reshape your eating habits and improve your health. It's available for $10 a month as a sustainer, and this is a special edition of the plan, open for WOSU members who join right now. There's more information at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. I noticed on the Facebook page today for 30-Day Nutrition Upgrade that someone asked about olives. You know, that's the kind of thing. And you respond right away. So I was like, do olives count as, I can't remember if it was as a vegetable or
as a vegetable. Yeah. Yeah, I'm afraid I wasn't able to give them. I have in the past given credit for pickles.
Okay.
As being a vegetable, like when pressed. Sure, you can count that pickle as a vegetable. But
think about whether it would fit into the fats, right?
Or
the
Yeah, we have another category, another healthy habit that has to do with healthy fats from either nuts or avocados. And I could definitely see the argument for including olives in that category as a way to kind of get points for including some healthy fats in your diet. And, you know, that's been one of the fun things over the year and a half or so that I've been doing this program, is we have actually made some little changes to the way the program is set up as we've gone through it together based on our experience. And I say our because I do this with you. Mm-hmm. You know, this is something that we all do together. This is the way I approach my own healthy eating habits. I am not a perfectionist about my nutrition, but, you know, I want to make sure that I'm eating in a way that's supporting my well-being and my health. And this is how I do it for myself. So that's what I mean when I say our experience. But definitely, as we've gone through this, I've learned from the people that have done this group, and we have we've come up with even better solutions or approaches than I was able to think of on my own. So it's definitely there's power in the crowd and in the group. So we have made some small changes, and that was one that we might want to talk about further, whether we want to include olives in that category of foods that promote healthy fat consumption. But no, I had to stop short of counting that as a vegetable.
Thanks to Lucas Haynes and Columbus for your support. Just 7 more to go and 12 minutes to go. Show your support by calling 1-866-897-9678. Yeah, Monica?
You know, and one of the things that will make this special edition of the 30-Day Nutrition Upgrade Special is the fact that all the people doing it are part of a community already. You're all members. Not only do you live, you know, in Central Ohio, but you're also all listeners of WOSU and members of that community as well. And that's kind of a special opportunity. When I do the Nutrition 30 Upgrade, the 30-Day Nutrition Upgrade, we have people from all over the world doing it. And there's some fun to that, too. We have people from Israel and Australia and the United Kingdom and Brazil sharing what's different about their food cultures and how, you know, this fits into their traditions. And that's a lot of fun. But there's also a special quality to doing this in a community where people are closer together, mm-hmm. Because there is that possibility for meetups, you know, to set a Saturday morning and get together and have lunch. Because believe me, after 30 days, you are going to feel close to these people. This is really a very community-oriented activity, and people form really close relationships. And so it would be so much easier for the WOSU edition folk to actually enjoy that in real life than it is for our far-flung global community.
And I know there's people listening from all over the country. I know you listen online, and you're welcome to join this too. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. We're in the middle of our fall membership drive. I look forward to this every year. I don't have a problem with it one bit, asking you to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. I'm proud of the programming we bring you, and this is a great opportunity to not only show your support monetarily, but also send notes to us telling us why we're important to you. Thanks to Mark Mandy in Marysville for your support. 6 more to go and just 10 minutes to go. I know we can do it. If you pick up the phone right now, 1-866-897-9678. Sandy Shepard in Marysville, thanks to you as well. She writes, I love All Sides with Ann Fisher. She's the bomb. Well, thank you, Sandy. I don't want to bomb this hour. I want us to get together. In fact, I'm thinking, you know, whatever group we pull together through this membership drive, I would love to have a meetup with all of you myself, because I really think what Monica's doing is important. I wouldn't put it out there for you. I researched it. I looked into it. I talked with Monica at length about what we could do. You know, just too many people out there struggling with these diets and cleanses and things like that that don't make sense in a long-term way. And Monica's program makes sense in a long-term, life-changing way. And that's why I asked her to participate with us in this way. She doesn't do it with anybody else, by the way, but WOSU. So that's pretty special. So she put together something special. I didn't ask her to. You did that on your own.
That's right. Well, you know, it was such a nice opportunity, and I'm a big fan of your show, and I appreciate all the great information that you're making available to people and the usable tools. You know, that's why we turn to public radio to learn, but then also how to learn how to live our lives a little bit better. And I think you do such a great job, and it's a real privilege and honor for me to be part of it in a larger way. So thank you for inviting me.
There is a special, what do we call it, extra credit on the question that out of the 10 questions, you get extra credit for, what is that?
That's right. There's an extra credit question. So after you finish your quiz, if you're not happy with your grade, you have another opportunity to get 5 more points. And the bonus question has to do with probiotic foods, fermented and cultured foods. These are things like yogurt or kefir or kombucha. A lot of people are a little bit more familiar with now, but also there are all kinds of other probiotic foods like fermented vegetables. Kimchi is a traditional fermented vegetable. These are getting really popular. Mm-hmm. And you get bonus points for that. And interestingly enough, this whole probiotic food category was the big theme of this nutrition conference that I just come back from in Boston. It just seemed like this is where all of the exciting research is happening, where everybody's really excited about the beneficial bacteria that we have in our bodies, that we have in our guts, and how we can and how they affect our health and how our dietary choices affect them. So it's a fascinating field. It's one, you know, we've spent the last 150 years studying and learning how the foods we eat affect our human biochemistry and physiology. And now it's as if we're starting all over again to research and understand how what we eat affects the chemistry and the physiology of the beneficial bacteria that live on our bodies.
Okay, so that's what that fermented. Why is it fermented foods do that?
Well, why do they have the beneficial bacteria?
Yeah. I mean,
it's an ancient and traditional way of preserving foods. So you introduce some lactobacillus bacteria usually, and in that process of fermentation, whether we're fermenting milk to make yogurt or buttermilk, or we're fermenting cabbage to make sauerkraut or kimchi, we're actually preserving those foods so that they have a longer shelf life. And so this developed back long before we had any other way of, you know, refrigerating foods and keeping them from spoiling. But in the process, it also introduced these beneficial bacteria. And what we're now learning is that we have a very symbiotic relationship with these little bugs. And when they're in our food supply and when our food supply supports them, they have a big impact on our health. So they're down there. They're not only in the gut, but that's where most of them are. And they are down there calling a surprising number of shots. You know, there's trillions of them, for one thing. We're way outnumbered. And they are producing hormone-like substances and compounds, signaling compounds, and the bugs in your gut, Anne, are part of what determine whether you feel hungry right now or what you might feel hungry for or your mood or even that sort of unsolvable mystery that we've always had where two people can eat exactly the same type of diet and one person is quite lean and another person is a little bit heavier. You know, that may all have to do with these beneficial bugs in the gut. So this is definitely where all the excitement is in nutrition research right now. And there's a long way to go. We have a long way to go before we sort all this out. But it was also sort of validating because that is one of the bonus questions in the 30-day nutrition upgrade, something that we're trying to. And it's something that people are often really unfamiliar with.
Right.
Most people have had yogurt. Lots of people haven't had any other fermented or cultured food. So it's fun for them to explore other sources of these natural health foods.
Thanks to Dawn Kirby and Columbus for your pledge. Four more to go and just 5 minutes to go. We have, unfortunately, just a few seconds to go with Monica Reinagle, though I have to say goodbye to you, Monica. Thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate your insights, as always, and look forward to talking to you again on another Wellness Wednesday.
Thank you, Anne. It's been a great pleasure to be with you, and I look forward to all of the WOSU members that I'm going to have the privilege of working with in the weeks to come. So I will be watching for your registrations and we will be kicking that off. So, but there's still time to join us. And I know, although I have to jump off, Anne's going to give you the information one more time. And I can't wait to meet you all.
That's Monica Reinagle, nutritionist, chef, and creator of the popular weekly Nutrition Diva podcast. She's a frequent guest on All Sides with Ann Fisher, Wellness Wednesday. I first started talking with her a couple years ago about Halloween candy, and I just found her to be so non-judgmental, so positive in her approach to nutrition that we've continued to have her on. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Just a few more minutes left in this hour of our fall membership drive. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. Programs like All Sides and all of the other great NPR programs like On Point, Here and Now, and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. These programs are paid for with listener support, and in return for your membership, we are offering you a great gift for this hour only. Exclusive access to the 30-day nutrition upgrade. It's a fun, flexible plan, helps you reshape your eating habits and improve your health, and it creates a community of other people shooting for the same thing. It's available for $10 a month as a sustainer, and it's a special edition of the plan. It's open just for WOSU members who join right now. There's more information at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Cheryl Reed in Westerville for your support. Three pledges left to make this hour a success. 1-866-897-9678. 877-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. The 30-day nutrition upgrade that we've been talking about, it's an interactive online program led by licensed nutritionist and best-selling author Monica Reinagle. This is a simple but profoundly effective way to reshape your eating habits and upgrade your nutrition. Thanks to Kathleen Lawson and Hilliard for your pledge. Two more to go now in just 2 minutes. Now, the 30-day nutrition upgrade begins with an hour-long live Q&A session. You'll have access to lots of downloadable handouts and other materials. But most importantly, you'll have real access to Monica Reinagle. She responds very quickly to questions on the Facebook page. You'll have the support, by the way, of a private Facebook page. Monica's checking in on that thing all the time. Open enrollment for the program only happens twice a year, so the general public won't have access again until next March. Don't wait. This is a great time to think about upping the nutrition ante for yourself. As the holidays approach, it's going to be a great way to approach the holidays nutritionally. It lets you have that piece of pumpkin pie. It lets you have that Christmas cookie. It lets you do that and understand how that fits in to your larger nutritional map. Thanks to Cheryl McGee and Sunbury for your support. She writes, I love Monica Reinagle, and I can't wait to join my CBUS friends in the 30-day challenge. Come on, friends, join me. Thank you, Cheryl McGee and Sunbury, for that show of support. We have just about 1 minute left in the hour. 1 minute left. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and join the 30-day nutrition upgrade. You'll have, like I said, support of a private Facebook group. Open enrollment for the program only happens twice a year. This is exclusive to WOSU members. It includes extra online content that is not available anywhere else. You must provide an email address, and then we'll send you a voucher with an access code to begin your program. 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station, a service of WOSU Public Media. And thank you.